Chris Morning Update, Saturday, May the 20th. Goldman Sachs has lowered its expectations about the size of a tax cut as scrutiny intensifies on the Trump campaign's possible contacts with Russia and other legislative priorities compete for attention in Congress. In a note on Friday, analyst Alec Phillips says Goldman has cut its assumptions for changes in fiscal policy over the next year and now sees a tax cut of $1 trillion over 10 years. That's down from a $1.75 trillion cut over 10 years Goldman had earlier assumed. The note is quoted as recent development regarding the investigation into Trump campaign have further weighed on fiscal policy process that was already blocked down by House passage of the American Health Care Act, which will consume valuable time in the Senate and uncertain outcome on the financial year 18 budget resolution, without which tax legislation would become much less likely and a lack of a clear forward movement on the tax reform. Goldman's lowered expectations come after a controversy-filled week for Trump that saw a special counsel appointed to probe ties between Russian officials and the Trump's campaign, and the president's criticizing that appointment as damaging for the country. It also comes ahead of Congressional Budget Office analytics of AHCA that may mean the House would have to take another vote on the bill, which is House Republicans' Obamacare replacement. That analysis is expected to be released next week. Congressional Republicans and the White House are attempting to plow ahead with tax reform, with hearings kicking off in the House and administration officials saying they are committed to an overhaul. On Thursday, House Speaker Paul Ryan swatted away a question about a delay, saying he believes that tax reform will be completed in 2017. Phillips, meanwhile, says some type of tax legislation is likely to be enacted in early 2018, but this is also now a much closer call than it used to be. He sees potential for a modest personal tax cut and a reduction in the corporate rate to 28%. Trump has proposed slashing corporate rate to 15% from 35% and reducing the current 7 tax brackets to 3 of 10%, 20%, and 35%. The Hong Kong Special Administrative Region Government says the Hong Kong Link Road of the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge Project has now been completely connected. The Hong Kong Link Road Project is a dual three-lane highway connecting the main bridge with the Hong Kong boundary crossing facilities, the transportation hub for those using the bridge. The Highways Department said the 12-kilometer link was connected on Tuesday, May the 16th, as workers checked the last tunnel box unit, which weighs 5,000 tons of the Scenic Hill Tunnel, into place under the Airport Express Line. The department said the tunnel's completion was a key milestone in the Hong Kong portion of the Giant Bridge Project, as it means the project is one step closer to reaching its goal of completion by the end of the year. The Hong Kong Road Link Road project includes sea viaducts, tunnels through the Scenic Hill and underneath the Airport Road and Airport Express Line, and the roads on the Airport Island. A Chinese-made military helicopter known as the Z-19E has taken its maiden flight in Harbin, the capital of the northeast China's Heilongjiang province. The helicopter, developed and manufactured by Harbin Aircraft Industry Group, can accommodate 2 crew members, and the crash-proof seats are equipped with bulletproof armor. The oil tank is also crash-proof and designed to seal itself off if attacked. The helicopter is small but attack-ready, as the model can be equipped with a mix of weapons including air-to-ground guided missiles, air-to-air missiles, and rocket projectiles. These let the helicopter provide offensive air support and destroy armored vehicles, including anti-tank missiles. The HAMC has said the Z-19 models may use stealth technology in the future and are designed to be exported to other countries. And that's our update on Saturday. Stay tuned for the version on the 21st.